I'm very happy at the moment. The fact that the one-way system has started now at the moment, I know it's controversial to the fact that a lot of people probably find it hard to accept change, and I understand that. But I think it'll be good for the town. I think the town needs it because of the growth and all the rest at the moment, and the developments that are coming in Donegal. You know, like, and I would find that it all looks good for the future.
In terms of Killybegs, a lot of talk about Killybegs and some major developments on the cards for Killybegs, both in terms of private funding and in terms of government funding. It's all looking positive.
Yeah, I think so. You know, like it's a nice spread over the different areas, and you have Killybegs, and as you say, and Ballyshannon and different other areas that are getting a part of it, you know. And we'll be very happy at the moment, you know, like even that is happening there, and it's good for that area.
A local election coming up in June, will we see you running again?
Well, I will and I won't, I suppose. I haven't done it, to be honest. I haven't made up my mind on it, really. It has been a very busy year, I suppose, maybe with the first, as you say, the term of the in the office. You know, like it's hectic at the moment, and it's a good thing, possibly, as well. I enjoyed my two terms as well in it. In the council, I would have to admit it, I found a lot of happenings in Donegal. I'm not saying it all came from Tom Cunnan, but I was pushing my way from the day one that I went in, because I always felt that there was a lot of negativity, and it was holding back things. And now at the moment we have good developers and good sites for to work on, and I think there's an element of positivity coming in, because I think you need that. And you know, like hopefully that we can keep going the way we're going at the moment, don't we?
You wouldn't be the most vocal person in the council chamber. You speak relatively little, but it always struck me that Tom Conaghan is a man who prefers to get things done in the back room, speaking to the people who are making the decisions.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that, Donal. It was always my policy. I always believed in trying to get what I could get, but I probably could come forward and speak when I know it was happening or it had started. And I suppose maybe I should come forward speaking more and all the rest at meetings and all, but I prefer to sit and listen. And I think it's a help in a way, because anybody that would be the directors and all the rest normally probably don't like to be spoken about publicly or one thing or other, but I size it up. And I always felt that I had the belief that there was no point in shouting and roaring about doing something if it wasn't coming up. And the other thing is that I was always kind of keen to keep it close to my chest, and no more than in sport when I was involved, same before. And people would be inclined to say, well, he's heading to the fact that he's going to do it his way anyway.
Mm. And finally, in terms of the remaining six odd months of your tenure, and also obviously the fact that there is an election coming up in June, are you confident with where the Donegal MD is at the moment? Do you believe that you have it in a good shape, that when you hand it over to whoever takes over in the new council and becomes chair of the MD in its new phase, that you can say, yeah, here you go, this is an MD in good shape?
Yeah, I would have to say, Donal, you know, like without bragging about it or anything else, you know, like there was big controversy the last 5 years, I suppose, maybe it's the fact of bottle banks, which you probably would have heard yourself on the air, and people say this, that and other thing. And I would feel now, hopefully maybe in the middle of this week before Christmas, that we will have a state-of-the-art bottle bank system in Donegal town. It's up on the edge of where it was in the past, but it's completely changed over, and it's just driving in a circle, empty of stuff, drive back out again. For the other things as well, I would feel not say the work will have to be carried on regardless who comes in or who, whatever the case may be, Donal. And you're right as well, you know, like, and what you've said, you know, like, but that was part of my thing when I went in, that I was going to work for the town and the surrounding areas and the county as well, and people could say different things on my, which they're entitled to. But I am very happy at the moment that I will be handing over something that anybody can carry on from, Donal.